78. Commodore Matthew Perry, who arrived with his fleet of Kurofune black ships near the end of the Edo period, surveyed the unknown flora and fauna of Japan, whose ports were closed to the world until then. When he called at Shimoda, at the tip of the Izu Peninsula in Shizuoka Prefecture, he took notes on the different size, shapes, and colors of various fish, and had an artist with him to make sketches. One was of a species called Saira. In narrative of the exposition of an American squadron to the China Seas and Japan, a report compiled after having returned to the United States, he said the fish was fascinating and sword-like due to its slender head and jaw. The Commodore was referring to the Japanese Sanma, or Pacific Sari. Allegedly, it was registered as a new species by American ichthyologists based on Perry's report. Even today, the fish is recognized internationally by a scientific name that includes the word Saira. The people of China and Taiwan are now showing interest in Japan's autumn delicacy. In the news, we hear a lot about its poor haul. The price is soaring at the fish markets, and we can see that they are uniformly small in size. Busy fishing by foreign vessels is said to be one of the factors. It will be gratifying if more people abroad begin to appreciate the slightly bitter taste of its entrails. At the same time, however, we cannot let the fish get beyond our reach. Can we not find a way to enjoy the folksy taste both at home and abroad? It is most important for nations to sit down and start discussions to work on an agreeable catch limit. We need to open up the Sanma market in a way that is satisfying to all parties.